a sponge.
Uh-huh. Or another name for that.
Yeah. A wire brush.
Uh-huh. Well, would you call it a dishcloth or dish rag? Or?
Dish rag.
Uh-huh. What about the dry dishes?
A cloth.
Mm-hmm. And bathe your face with the cloth or rag?
A wash rag.
And to dry yourself with?
A towel.
And if you were going to pour something from a big container into
Pitch.
Something, well, what would you pour it through to keep it
sparkling?
Huh?
Go ahead, ask me. Oh, through a strainer?
Or something that...
I'm trying to get ahead of you. Go ahead. I'm just jumping ahead of you.
Something that...
A funnel?
Uh-huh. And... The people on... I don't guess they ever... Well, you said there is sorghum around here.
Mm-hmm.
What would they use the sorghum for?
For feed.
Mm-hmm.
They feed chickens, horses, animals, pigs.
Mm-hmm.
It's for feed. It's a feed.
Anything that they make out of it, though?
No, for a human?
Uh-huh.
No.
What about out of cane? What do you make out
sugar
of
sugar cane.
Mm-hmm. What do you make out of that? Besides sugar? A sticky liquid.
Molasses?
Uh-huh. Any other name for molasses or something similar?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call it honey.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it honey?
Well, what about maple?
Maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is syrup and molasses the same thing to you?
No.
What's the difference?
Syrup is thicker.
Mm-hmm. So molasses?
It's thinner. It comes from for me, maple comes from a tree, maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And the molasses doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the terms long sweetening and short sweetening for syrup and molasses?
No.
What about if you wanted to buy some molasses? What would it come in?
Containers.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the container called a stand?
No, I never had.
What about a stand of lard? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And something that flour used to come in, a big wooden thing.
Yeah. A wooden barrel.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
A belt.
Or
a steel belt.
Uh-huh. Or a basketball, you throw the ball through the...
Through the basket. Through the steel rim.
Uh-huh. What do you call that rim? What's another rim?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Maybe your hoops or hoops?
Hoops, yeah.
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
A keg.
And on a beer keg or a water barrel or something like that, the thing you can turn to get the water out?
A spout.
What about out in the yard that you can put your hose to and turn to get water?
Faucet.
And at the sink? In your kitchen?
On the faucet.
Okay. And if you're driving horses and wanting them to go faster, you hit them with a...
Whip.
And if the lamp wasn't burning, you screw in a new...
Whip.
Or electric lamp, you screw in a new...
Bulb.
And years ago, if people were taking corn to the mill to be ground, did you ever hear an expression referring to the amount of corn you could take at one time?
A bushel?
Well, did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? And if you had went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
Pile of wood.
Or an arm.
Arm full of wood.
And on a wagon that doesn't have a full load of wood, you say he just had a...
Half a load.
And something that nowadays if you bought some things at the grocery store, the grocer would put them in a...
A grocery basket.
Or
bag.
Made out of
paper.